our fifth and our final lesson on the series that we're doing called Baggage Everybody Has Some. Today what I want to talk about is emotional baggage. We all have emotional baggage because we all have emotions. God gave us emotions through which we are to enjoy life. How would it be to go through life without emotions? How would it be to go through life without loving, without hating, without being happy, without being sad, without laughing, without crying? We would just be emotionless zombies if it were not for emotions. Emotions are like mirrors. They reflect our lives. In emotions, I can see what I like, what I dislike, what I love, what I hate, what makes me happy, what makes me sad. Emotions reflect our own lives. But emotions also reflect another part of us, our past, our wounds, and our injuries. Normally, emotions are pretty tough. That is, until they're bruised. Once they're bruised or injured, what happens then is they become very tender. They become very sensitive. They become very fragile. We walk through life picking up emotional baggage, emotional bruising. We go through life and we'll get a bruise here. We'll get a scratch here. We'll get maybe a crack here. We'll get another bruise here. And another bruise here. And another scratch. And another crack. And another bruising, and another scratch, and another crack, and another bruising. And before long, our emotions have become very fragile and very, very tender. The things that people say to us and the things that people do to us bruise and injure our emotions. And usually we can handle the bruisings and we can handle the scratches, but sometimes it's like a hammer. Sometimes the things people say and the things people do is like a hammer that will literally smash your emotions. These emotions are like pointed and jagged sharp edges, piercing and cutting your soul. Has anyone ever said to you, you're emotional? Well, this is sort of what they're meaning. You're broken. Something's hurt you. Something's injured you badly. And for some sick reason, we internalize these times. We hold on to them. And every time we think about them, it's like jagged glass, sharp jagged glass just sticking into our soul, cutting and reopening the wound again and again and again. We can handle the cracked, the bruised, the injured emotions. But when we have a smashing, those times are devastating to our lives. Smashed emotions paralyze you. And the problem with internalizing it and holding on to smashed emotions and emotional baggage is that it stops the power of your present. You wall up. No one can get in, not even God. And you can't get out. What do? It smashed you. It happened. You can't unsmash it, and you can't unhappen it. What do you do? What emotional baggage have you internalized? What smashing are you allowing to stop the power of your present? Perhaps it was a horrible childhood experience with a parent or with a relative. Perhaps it was with a relationship that went bad, or a failed marriage, or a betrayal by a spouse. Perhaps it was a confrontation with someone, or maybe it was a rejection by someone that you truly cared for, or maybe a rejection from employment. Perhaps it was miscarrying a baby. What can you do about it? How can you get past emotional baggage? Let's study the Word of God together today, and let's see what we can do when it comes to emotional baggage. You have too much good life to live to allow emotional baggage to stop the power of your present. There's a person in the Bible who experienced emotional baggage time after time after time, but he never allowed it to really stop his life. He never allowed it to stop the power of his presence. He dealt with it, but he never let it stop him. His name was King David. When you think about David and you think about his life, you think about him from the time he was a child until the time he died. That's what the Bible tells us about him. And even as a child, his brothers put him down. His brothers would make him feel inferior. They called him little names, you know, you little idiot, you little brat, you know, you little naughty guy. When he got a little older, he went to serve King Saul. Played the harp for Saul. And he really respected King Saul very, very much, but yet this person that he greatly respected and he admired began to try to kill him, began to throw spears at him. Imagine that. That's emotional baggage. Somebody that you really love and you really care about is trying to hurt you. He developed a relationship with a man, and he became his very, very best friend. In fact, they had a blood covenant, he and Jonathan. And Jonathan was killed in war. More baggage. David ran for his life. Think about that. You know that if this particular person ever catches up with you, he's going to kill you. David ran for his life. All this baggage accumulating. All of these smashings that's going on in his life. David marries. His wife leaves him. His first wife leaves him. Doug talked a while back, a couple of weeks ago, about the baggage of divorce. He's got to deal with that now. David finally becomes king. He has children. He has a daughter, and she's raped by her own brother, David's son. And then another son of David's kills that brother who raped his sister. Wow. Now think of the emotional baggage hanging here. David's dealing with all of this stuff, all of these smashings, children, wives, family, all of this stuff going on. Later, the son that had the son killed does a coup, a rebellion against his own father, against David, and tries to take over the kingdom. And David has to run for his life again. Run from his own son. Baggage. And then one of David's closest confidants, his commander in his army, of his army, kills David's son, Absalom. Think of the emotional things that David had to experience all life. But he never allowed one of those times to ever stop the power of his presence. But we do get a glimpse of the thing of how David responded and how he felt as far as the emotional baggage that he had and the smashings that he had. And so I want to read this to you. It's in 2 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 33. And it says, "The king was overcome with emotion." He was what? Overcome. Have you ever been overcome with emotion? That means you can't do anything else. You can't think right. You can't work right. You can't process right. You can't do anything right because you are overcome with emotion. Everything, you're crying, you don't want to eat, you're sick, you're overcome. Every sense you have is overcome by the emotions that you're experiencing. And let's read on here. He's overcome with emotions. He went up to his room over the gateway and burst into tears. Ever done that? You couldn't hold back the tears because you're overcome with emotion. And as he went, he cried, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I could have died instead of you. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son." It was a shattered mirror in the soul of David, cutting all of the visions and all of the ideas and things that he ever had for Absalom was now shattered in the very soul of David, and it was killing it. You know what they said to David? "Get over it. Get over it. Let it go. Disregard it." How do you disregard the death of your son or your daughter? How do you disregard the death of an infant? David had gotten into sin with Bathsheba. You remembered this story. More emotional baggage. He sinned with Bathsheba. Sin will always cause emotional baggage. He sinned with Bathsheba and had Bathsheba's husband killed. Emotional baggage. And then they had a baby. And the baby died right after birth. How do you get over that kind of stuff? How do you get over your daughter being raped by your son, by her brother, and then another son killing that son? How do you get over this stuff? Are you supposed to? Is that what God wants us to do? Just disregard it and go on? What does the Bible say? And so today what I want to do is I want to talk about emotional baggage and how we can overcome it. This is how we overcome. And I want to overcome the thoughts of emotional baggage, and I want to help you. And I want to give you three things that I think you have to do, because what emotional baggage will do is stop the power of your present. You'll not be able to enjoy your life and experience all that God has for you if you continue to carry emotional baggage and smashings in your life. So, on the back of your gateway, I've got you some places to fill in for your talk notes, and fill in this one for your first one. Number one, the first thing that you must do is position yourself so that the Lord can get close to you. I want you to see how I said that. So that the Lord can what? Get close to you. Not you get close to the Lord. You're incapable at that time to getting close to the Lord. The Lord, at these times, David learned that when you have a brokenhearted and a crushed spirit moment, that the Lord comes closer at those times to us than at other times. He realizes we're incapable. And so what he will do is he'll get close to us. Let me read you this scripture. David wrote this in Psalms 34, 18 through 19. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted." I want you to say that back to me. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Isn't that good? It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those, delivers those, saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles." I read another translation and it says a righteous man will have many troubles. How many believe that? You're going to have many troubles. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers them out of... Now what's he talking about here? What's he talking about? Is he talking about a broken heart? Is he talking about being crushed and shattered in your spirit? See, this is what the Lord delivers you from. He wants to draw near to you so that he can deliver you from all of these things. There's not one crushing that you'll ever experience that the Lord does not want to help you through, does not want to come and deliver you and heal you from. He wants to minister to you. How many of you have ever experienced this in your life? You had a crushing moment. I mean, you were shattered. You were broken. You were uncontrollable. You were overcome by emotions. And nothing anyone said or anyone did ever really ministered to you, ever ministered to you. No matter what they tried to do, it just didn't help. But somehow, the presence of the Lord got to you. And all of a sudden, it felt like you were wrapped up in the arms of the Lord. And you felt His presence. And that's all you really wanted to feel. You just wanted to know that God was there, right? And you felt Him. How many has ever done that? You done that? See, that's what He's talking about. About here. There's a special moment when you're brokenhearted that the Lord will draw close to you. What's so sad to me is to see people experience the opposite. Push the Lord away. Not let Him draw close to them. They stop coming to church. They stop getting in the presence of the people of God in the body of Christ. They stop receiving ministry from people. They stop praising. They stop reading the Bible. They stop reading the Word. They stop coming and hearing the Word of God, which is able to save their very soul. But yet they push the Lord away. They push out prayer. They push out praise. And they get away from the Lord rather than putting themselves in a position to be drawn to the Lord. I'll never forget it. I was working at night at this time. I came driving up in the morning. It was about 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. I come driving up, and my wife comes out the door, and she says, "We got to get to the hospital. Something's wrong with Mom." We had just taken her, or they had just taken her, and Judy and her two sisters, they had just taken her the night before to the hospital. She was having some coughing, and could have been pneumonia, but they wanted to take her so that she could be observed and be okay. So they took her to the hospital, kissed her goodnight, and she was fine. Everything was good. But by the time we got to the hospital, Judy's mother's dead. Totally unexpected. You're talking about a crushed woman. She and her sisters were crushed and shattered. But do you know where Judy was at 10 o'clock Sunday morning? This was Saturday. Do you know where she was at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning? In church. And I wasn't the preacher. She didn't have to go. What she did is she positioned herself so that the Lord could get close to her. She got into where there was prayer and where there was love and where there was ministry. She positioned herself so that the Lord could come close. So the first thing that you must do if you're going to get beyond emotional baggage and experience the life that God has for you is you've got to position yourself at these times in a place where the Lord can get close to you. The second thing that you must do is realize emotions are one of God's greatest teachers. Say that one more time. Emotions, shattered emotions especially, are one of God's greatest teachers. When you enjoy a thing, it's an emotional experience. Hopefully you're enjoying this and this is a good emotional experience for you today. When we enjoy something, we learn that this is good. But when we have a shattered experience, then we also learn to avoid that experience again. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. We don't want to experience that anymore. And so we learn to discipline ourselves so that we can avoid those emotional experiences. And this is what emotions do. They're one of God's greatest teachers. Some of the greatest lessons that you learned in life came from shattered emotions. If you'll think about it, you learn some wonderful thoughts and some wonderful truths about life through the times of your shattering. Here's what the Bible says, Psalms 94:12, again one of David's Psalms, says, "Blessed is the man you are enjoying this, and this is a good emotional experience for you today." When we enjoy something, we learn that this is good. Hopefully you're, but when we have a, then we also learn to avoid that experience again, shattered experience. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. We don't want to experience that anymore. It's an emotional to discipline ourselves so that we can, and so we learn to avoid those emotional experiences. And this is what emotions do. They're one of God's greatest teachers. Some of the greatest lessons that when you enjoy came from shattered emotions. You learned in life, if you'll think about it, you learned some wonderful thoughts and some wonderful truth times of your shattering. It's about life through the greatest teachers. The Bible says, Psalms 94:12. Here's what the Bible says, one of God's great. Well, again, one of David's Psalms says, "And you are enjoying this, and this is a good. Blessed is the man for you today." When we enjoy something, learn that this is good. Thing we learn, hopefully you're. But when we have a, then we also that experience again. Learn to avoid shattered experience anymore. We don't want to experience that anymore. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. Good emotional experience. It's an emotional to discipline ourselves. Emotions, avoid those emotional experiences. And so we learn to do. They're one of God's thing. This is what emotions, God's greatest teachers. Some of the greatest lessons that help so that we can, when you enjoy that one more time. You learned in life came from shattered emotions. If you'll think about it, you learned some wonderful things. One of God's greatest emotions are the second thing that you must do. Thoughts and some wonderful truth times of your shattering. It's about life through the Bible says Psalms 94:12 teachers. Here's what the Bible are one of God's greatest. Well, again, one of David's Psalms says, "And you are enjoying this, and this is a good." Hopefully, you're. But when we have a, then we also that experience again. Thing we learn to avoid, learn that this is good anymore. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. Good emotional experience that anymore. Shattered experience to discipline ourselves. Emotions, avoid those emotional experiences, and so we learn a thing. Do. They're one of God's greatest lessons that God's greatest teachers. Some of the this is what emotions. When you enjoy, you learned in life came from shattered emotions. One of God's greatest. You learned some wonderful thoughts and some wonderful truth times of your shattering. Greatest teachers. Here's what the Bible, again, one of David's Psalms says, are one of God's greatest. You're enjoying this, and this is a good. You this. But when we have a, then we also think we learn to avoid, learn that this is good anymore. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. Good emotional experience, shattered experience that anymore. Emotions to discipline ourselves, avoid those emotional a thing. And so we learn to do. They're one of God's greatest teachers. Some of the greatest lessons that when you enjoy, you learned in life came from shattered emotions. One of God's greatest thoughts and some wonderful truths. Times of your shattering. Greatest teachers. Here's what the Bible says. Well, again, one of David's Psalms says, are one of God's great. But when we have a then we also learn to avoid anymore. We don't want to hurt like that, experience that anymore. Emotions, avoid those emotionally a thing. And so we learn God's greatest teachers. Some of them do. They're one of God's greatest lessons that when you enjoy, you learned in life to discipline ourselves. Thoughts and some wonderful truth. One of God's greatest came from shattered emotions, times of your shattering. Here's what the Bible says. Greatest teachers. Well, again, one of David's Psalms says, shattered experience, good emotional experience. Learn that this is good, or one of God's great things. We learn, but when we have a learn to avoid this, then we also, you this anymore. We don't want to enjoying this, and this is a good, we don't want to hurt like that, experience that anymore. You learn some wonderful emotions, avoid those emotionally a thing. This is what emotions, God's greatest teachers. Some of them do. They're one of God. And so we learn greatest lessons that you learned in life to discipline ourselves. When you enjoy thoughts and some wonderful truth, one of God's greatest times of your shattering came from shattered emotions. Experiences. And here's what the Bible says. Greatest teachers. Well, again, one of David's Psalms says, shattered experience, good emotional experience, are one of God's great things. We learn that this is good. But when we have a learn to avoid, then we also anymore. We don't want to enjoying this, and this is a good experience that anymore. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. You learn some wonderful emotions, avoid those emotionally a thing. Bad experience again. Hopefully, this is what emotions. And so we learn to do. They're one of God's greatest lessons that you learned in life to discipline ourselves. God's greatest teachers. Some of the when you enjoy thoughts and some wonderful truth. One of God's greatest times of your shattering came from shattered emotions. The Bible says Psalms 94:12. Experiences. And here's what the Bible says. Teachers. Well, again, one of David's Psalms says, shattered experience, good emotional experience, are one of God's great. Thing we learn that this is good, but when we have a then we also learn to avoid anymore. We don't want to we don't want to hurt like that, experience that anymore. You learn some wonderful emotions for enjoying this, and this is a good thing. Avoid those emotional bad experience again. Hopefully, this is what emotions do. And so we learn to do. They're one of God's. You learned in life greatest lessons that to discipline ourselves. When you enjoy God's greatest teachers, some of the thoughts and some wonderful truth, times of your shattering, came from shattered emotions. The Bible says, Psalms 94:12. Teachers. Well, again, one of David's Psalms says, good emotional experience. Are one of God's great things. But when we have a anymore. We don't want to we don't want to hurt like that, experience that anymore. You're enjoying this, and this is a good emotions, bad experience again. too. They're one of God. You learned in life to discipline ourselves. When you enjoy God's greatest teachers, some of the times of your shattering. The Bible says, Psalms 94:12. Teachers. Well, again, one of David's Psalms says, thing we learn. We are one of God's great good emotional experience. And you discipline. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. We don't want to start enjoying this, and this is a good emotions, bad experience again. Experience that anymore. You learned in life, too. They're one of God's. When you enjoy God's greatest teachers, some of them to discipline ourselves the times of your shattering. But when we have a shattering, the Bible says, Psalms 94:12, just teachers. Well, again, one of David's Psalms says, are one of God's great good emotional experiences. You discipline. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. We don't want to start enjoying this, and this is a good emotions. Experience that anymore. Bad experience again. You learned in life. When you enjoy God's greatest teachers, some of them to discipline are the times of your shattering. But when we have a Bible says, Psalms 94:12, teachers. Well, again, one of David's Psalms says, are one of God's great good emotional experiences. Do. They're one of God, and you discipline. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. We don't want to emotions for enjoying this, and this is a good experience that anymore. Bad experience again. Thing we learn. You learned in life. When you enjoy God's greatest teachers, some of them to discipline are the times of your shattering. But when we have a just teachers. The Bible says, Psalms 94:12. Again, one of David's Psalms says, good emotional experience are one of God's great. Do. They're one of God. And you discipline. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. We don't want to emotions for enjoying this, and this is a good. Experience again. Thing we learn, we experience that anymore. You learned in life. When you enjoy to discipline ourselves, God's greatest teachers, some of the times of your shattering. But when we have a came from shattered emotion, just teachers. The Bible says, Psalms 94:12. Again, one of David's Psalms says, good emotional experience are one of God's great. Do. They're one of God. And you discipline anymore. We don't want to emotions for enjoying this, and this is a good. We don't want to hurt like that anymore. Bad experience again. Thing we learn. We experience that anymore. When you enjoy to discipline ourselves, times of your shattering, God's greatest teachers, some of the. Here's what's funny about that. I don't even remember her name. But I remember that feeling of worthlessness. I remember how it hurt. I remember putting my head down and crying. But I learned something. I learned that little girl had nothing to do with my worth. Do you hear me? You don't find your worth in clinging. You find your worth in Jesus. You find your worth in who He made you to be. And emotional baggage will stop you from being who you're made to be. It'll make you cling. It'll make you perform. It'll make you conform. So we've got to learn from those times in the past, because we've got to learn that emotions are one of God's greatest teachers. So number one, we've got to put ourselves into a position to get where God can get close to us, where the Lord can get close to us. Number two, we've got to learn that the emotions and things that we've experienced in the past are to teach us something and to discipline our lives. And then number three, you've got to learn to forgive your offender. Forgive your offender. Many of the things, or let me say it another way, some of the things that we experience with emotional smashings is created by our own selves. So, for example, David and Bathsheba. David created that smashing. And some of the things that you and I do, we create our own smashings, but there are times in life that, and most times in life when we experience emotional smashings, that somebody said something or somebody did something to us that smashed us, that offended us. And we'll go through life being very, very bitter. We'll go through life being bitter and not better. We won't let it make us better. We cause it to stop us. And we just get bitter about the thing. See, one of the ways that Jesus will heal your broken heart, and He said, by the way, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted. One of the ways He will heal your broken heart, one of the ways He does it is by doing this, is by teaching you to forgive your offender. He told the parable in Matthew chapter 18 about a guy who refused to forgive. Now, if you're familiar with the parable, the guy refused to forgive, and finally it was this guy who refused to forgive who was actually thrown into prison and tormented by the tormentors. The lesson in the parable is this, is that if you refuse to forgive, it is actually you who end up in bondage and you who end up in torment. I'll never forget it. You can't forget it. See, we're not supposed to forget our emotional smashings. We're to learn from them. We're supposed to get in a place where God can get close to us and heal us. But I'll never forget it. I was suffering the worst emotional moment of my life. I don't think it could get any worse. I was embarrassed. It was a horrible, horrible experience for me. I was bitter. I was mad. I hated. It was so bad that it was a mirror smashed and in my soul. And every time I thought about it, it ground around and it ripped me open and it opened up that wound again. And I could see in those pieces of mirror little things that had happened. And it made me mad. Every little piece, every little bit just ground me and cut me. And when I would think about it, I would look and my fist would be clenched and my teeth would be grinding. I was experiencing hate. I was experiencing bitterness. I knew I should forgive. I'm a preacher. I know that. But I refused. You know what? I started getting sick. It started affecting me physically. I had difficulty worshiping the Lord, studying the Word of God. I didn't even want to read it. It began to affect me spiritually. Every part of my life was affected by this. And I was being tormented. I was the person in prison. A couple of weeks go by. Finally, I've come to a place and said, God, I got to get over this. I can't keep doing this. Judy would tell me that I would go to sleep in my chair and my hands would just start shaking. I walked into this room one morning, 6-7 o'clock in the morning, like I do a lot of times. And I started praying and I said, Lord, I got to get beyond it. I forgive them. And I want you to bless them. And at that moment and that day, something began to change in me. I'll never forget it. Because you don't forget those kinds of things. But it doesn't hurt. In fact, the best way I can describe it to you now is it's become a mosaic. It's become something that I can now display to you and show you what God will do. I can show you that you can be hurt and you can be broken and you can be so bitter and so enraged that you can forgive if you'll do what Jesus said and let Him heal your heart. And if you'll forgive that offender, then it becomes something that was worth something, that means something. I learned from it. I'll never experience that again. You say, Delbert, you don't know what they did. You don't know what they said. You don't know how they smashed me. You don't know what that did to me. Well, maybe I don't. But how about less thinking about Jesus? He's hanging on that cross. Think he's smashed? You think he's broken? Every emotion that he has is smashed and broken. But what does he say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And while I'm on the point, you know, I know every one of us have been smashed emotionally at some point in time. For they know not what they do is my thing here. I know you've been smashed, but who have you smashed? You didn't know what you were doing, but you probably smashed somebody. What are we supposed to do with emotional baggage? We just discard it and forget it? You can't. That's not what God ever tells you to do. He says, put yourself in a position, number one, where I can help you, where I can minister to you, where I can heal you. I want to come. I want to get close to you. I want to heal you. Put yourself in a position so that the Lord can get close to you. Number two, learn from those experiences. Learn that the emotional smashings are some of the greatest lessons you'll ever learn in life. You learn to discipline yourself from those times. And then number three, forgive your offender. If you'll do those things, I promise you, you'll get free from emotional baggage. You'll overcome it, and you'll be able to experience the rest that God has for you in life. Let's pray. Every head bowed. Two groups of people. First of all, the Christ followers, those of us who have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we've been following Him for a while. But yet and still, even though we've been following Him and we are a Christ follower, there's something inside of us that every time we think about it, it was an emotional experience that smashed us, and it grinds away inside of us. And it opens up that wound, and every time we think about it, our fists clench, our teeth grind, our heart beats fast. We feel these emotions that we really don't want to feel because it's still in there grinding. And you want to get free from it because it's stopping the power of your present. You're not going to be able to experience the life God has for you as long as you hold on to it. If that's you today, and you say, yeah, there's some things in there, I really want to overcome those things and let them become a mosaic so that they'll be good and not bad. And I'll be better and not bitter. If that's you today, would you raise your hand and let me just pray for you? I see your hands. Oh, my gosh. Hold them up just for a second. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. Let me pray for you. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us to overcome. Help us, Lord. Father, I pray today that each person, each and every person here, will, number one, put ourselves in a position so that you can get close to us and that you can start the healing process. And number two, Father, I pray we learn from it and will not carry it on and not ever experience it again. And number three, we forgive that person, our persons, who's offended us. Let us overcome, Lord. You have a great life for each and every person. And Lord, I ask you now to help us. Draw close to us at this moment. They're asking you to. And I ask you to touch them in Jesus' name. Head still bowed and eyes still closed for the rest of us. You're not a Christ follower. Or maybe you once were, but you got away from the Lord. You see, until you get in a place where the Lord can get close to you, this thing will bind you to the day you die. You'll never experience all that God has for you. Now let me tell you what Jesus did for you. He hung on the cross. He died. He shed His blood. He was emotionally crushed and broken so that you could be free, so that you can have freedom from those things that are stopping you. That's what He did for you. He died so He could come to your broken heart. That's you. And you're ready to relinquish your way and let Him have His way in your life, if that's you. I want you to raise your hand. I'm not going to make you come down. I just want to acknowledge you, and I want to pray for you right now, right where you sit. Raise your hand. I see your hand. Any other hand? Any others? Any others? Any others? I see. Thank you. Thank you. Father, now, I bless them. And I ask you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, to touch them. I want everybody in here to pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. I believe you died, and I believe you rose again so that you could heal my heart. Father, I ask you now to help me. I want to have the greatest life I can possibly have. And I need you to do it. Save me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would you give the Lord a shout and a hand clap and rejoice? Amen.